local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to hour number three on a Monday. It is April 15, 2024. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, your interaction, and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it and do not take that for granted at all. A lot to get to here. A full rundown of everything happening in your world today. And we get started with today's top three stories. We start with the latest in Israel. They are vowing to respond following the drone and missile attack from Iran over the weekend. And here's the president of the United States reacting to it.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel.
An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of the response. Anti-Israel protests erupting on interstates, roads, and bridges all over the U.S. today. That includes New York's Brooklyn Bridge, also the Wall Street in Manhattan. The Golden Gate Bridge, the southbound traffic, has been blocked for several hours today. Earlier, they were outside the Kennedy Expressway trying to get into Chicago O'Hare Airport, closing down entrance to the terminals. Also, they chained themselves to a Boeing plane in St. Louis, Missouri. Reports say that online it was circulating that as many as 56 cities around the world could be a part of these pro-Palestinian protests today. The FBI is opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse, according to the Washington Post. Agents have boarded the ship, and the investigation is focused on whether the crew left port knowing the ship had problems. Let's look at our top three stories today. Austin's got the roads and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Lowe's. Shop Lowe's' best savings for spring during SpringFest. Start your gardening projects with deals on mulch, annuals, and more. Shop the best savings for spring during SpringFest because Lowe's knows spring. Alrighty, looking at the traffic here, a lot of times at around, you know, this hour, we do see a lot of die downs on traffic, not much congestion going on. That appears to be the case now. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 615 here at News Radio. A lot happening locally here today. A Pensacola-based attorney is facing a slew of child porn charges. That's 33-year-old Alex Rigsby, who was arrested Friday morning. He was released from the jail on Saturday after posting $1.2 million bond. According to Channel 3, he's facing 30 second-degree felony counts of possessing 10 or more child porn images after investigators say they searched his phone and found over 300 images and videos in multiple storage files. Also, the city of Pensacola says letters are being mailed out this week to residents with information on enrolling in credit monitoring. This is, of course, after the ransomware attack last month that so far has not resulted in any confirmed personal information breaches. The city says TransUnion is handling the program and detailed instructions on how to enroll are included in those letters. Governor DeSantis getting some FaceTime in Escambia County today. He stopped at Warrington Preparatory Academy to tout House Bill 1285, a bill he says enhances Florida's top-ranked education system. DeSantis says the bill will limit book challenges to one per month from those without children in a school district.
Because it's being done to create a narrative that somehow, oh my gosh, all these books are quote, banned. No book is banned in Florida. The most grotesque pornographic books that are in schools that have been removed because they're not appropriate, you can go buy it at a bookstore. If that's what floats your boat, you're able to do that.
Yeah, so the bill also simplifies the process for converting failed turnaround schools to charter schools, hence the reason why he was at Warrington Preparatory Academy today. and it also establishes Purple Star school districts. Those will recognize districts that make a significant commitment to supporting military families. Sheriff's Office today investigating the death of a man as a possible overdose. Deputies responded to Plantation Road near Davis Highway late this morning and found a white male dead. A spokesperson says deputies found drug paraphernalia at the scene. The individual also being identified only as a homeless white male. Congressman Gates says he's saying no to providing more money to Ukraine, but yes to Israel, and here's how we'd pay for it.
Largely replenishing the Iron Dome, and a lot of that industry happens in the United States. Matter of fact, a lot of it happens in the state of Florida. And so I would love to drain money out of UNRWA, drain money out of the UN to ensure that we're able to meet the needs of a defensive posture that Israel is taking in a very aggressive neighborhood.
He spoke to Charlie Kirk today. This comes as pressure has been building on House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a vote to the $95 billion package that the Senate passed in February. And tomorrow, a ceremony held on board NES Pensacola to announce the next commanding officer of the Blue Angels. That event is not open to the public. The next commanding officer will be announced a little after 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that individual will serve as commanding officer for the 2025-26 show seasons. We'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 her, 6:25 her, just about 6:25 here.
Paying tribute to the WNBA draft tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow, that's clever. Yeah, okay. If I ever get into a PR crisis, I know who I'm calling. just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last update, didn't have anything to report on. We may have a little bit of congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, particularly near I-10, but that there's no problem with that. That's pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at our state headlines today, Miami was one of those cities impacted by today's pro-Palestinian protests. Police say they've taken at least seven people into custody today. The sentencing trial for a Jacksonville man who admitted to killing a Nassau County sheriff's deputy is underway. Patrick McDowell pleaded guilty to the shooting death of Deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop in 2021. Earlier this month, the judge ruled McDowell will be sentenced under current Florida law regarding the death penalty. So that means instead of a unanimous verdict, an 8-4 majority is what's needed for jurors to recommend a death sentence.
And a Florida appeals court says phone conversations with law enforcement can be recorded without consent. The 5th District Court of Appeals last week dismissed five wiretapping charges against Michael Waite after the Floral City man recorded a 2021 phone conversation with a Citrus County Sheriff's deputy. In its ruling, the court said that police performing their official duties did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy when speaking with Waite over the phone. The appeals court upheld battery and resisting arrest charges against Waite.
A study finds that Florida homeowners own low-quality insurance that wouldn't meet federal guidelines. Here's Chris Trankman reporting.
Floridians may be unaware that 50 small insurance companies that cover 70% of the state are so financially sketchy they could go bankrupt after a storm, leaving homeowners vulnerable. The study from Harvard and Columbia says the company Demotech of Ohio may be giving Florida's insurers higher ratings than they deserve. 20% of A-rated companies actually went belly up over the last 15 years, and the study shows Florida regulators typically look the other way. I'm Chris Trankman.
Looking at some national news, jury selection starting today in the hush money criminal trial for Donald Trump.
I wanted to show support for President Trump in a public way. I think it's important.
I am a foreigner, and I bought into all the ideas of America, and what Trump is doing shouldn't be acceptable to anybody, not even his supporters.
That outside the courtroom, Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover payments made to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election.
And two bodies have been found in the search for two missing Kansas women in Oklahoma.
Based on the evidence that our agents and local law enforcement were able to obtain, we used that to search a wide area throughout Texas County, and we were able to use those resources in order to find where these two bodies were.
Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were last seen on March 30th. Tad Cullum, Tiffany Adams, Cole, and Cora Twombly all were booked on Saturday on suspicion of two counts of first-degree murder.
Robert Kennedy Jr. says he's ruling out running for the White House as a libertarian. He says that's because his campaign isn't having problems getting on the ballot. Of course, he was originally running as a Democrat, but switched to independent in part because the DNC said they're not holding any debates against President Biden.
And the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate tomorrow. The move will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter of impeachment against Mayorkas. Republicans in the House impeached him back in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Speaking of which, President Biden is debating whether to use executive order to slow the surge of illegal immigration. Republicans say a simple cap on daily requests for asylum won't cut it.
It's pretty simple. This is what the president needs to do. And honestly, he doesn't need an executive order to even do this, is deport people that are here illegally.
Texas border Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the president needs to surge immigration judges to the border. If people don't qualify for asylum, they need to be quickly deported.
And there's a Republican effort to keep disgraced former Congressman George Santos out of the U.S. Capitol building, Kristen Marks reports.
Despite being expelled from Congress, Santos shocked many by attending last month's State of the Union address because former members retain House privileges. New York Representative Anthony Desposito has put forward a resolution to modify House rules so that ousted members are banned from the House floor, as well as other areas like the members-only gym and dining room. Santos would also have to give up his member pin, which allows him to easily enter the Capitol. A vote on the resolution may not happen, though, because many Republicans were against expelling Santos in the first place. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
A recap of today's top three stories. Israel is vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack. Today, across the United States, anti-Israel protests erupting on interstates, roads, and bridges that include the Brooklyn Bridge, also Wall Street in Manhattan, the southern lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge, also the Kennedy Expressway exit ramps to Chicago O'Hare Airport. So those were coordinated efforts, according to reports that were showing online social media posts. FBI now opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse, that according to the Washington Post, that investigators are focused on whether the crew left port knowing the ship had problems. Sports notes, health, business, and science coming up after Fox News.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Jury selection for Donald Trump in his hush money trial is underway. Outside of court, Trump criticized Judge Juan Merchan for imposing a gag order, as well as Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA.
Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records in relation to hush money payments he allegedly made to a porn actress during his 2016 presidential campaign. A criminal probe has been launched into the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Fox News has learned from a source with knowledge of the ongoing investigation that the FBI is conducting a criminal probe into events leading up to the deadly collapse. FBI agents are aboard the cargo vessel Dolly, and the source familiar says they're looking at any violations of federal maritime law.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. America's listening to Fox News.
Go with your money now. For the first time in 10 months, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has a six-session losing streak. The Blue Chip Index tumbled 248 points today. The S&P 500 slid 61, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite skidded 290, or 1.8%. It was once a key part of the company's growth strategy, but reports today say Peloton has quietly stopped offering an unlimited free membership tier on the company's app. CNBC says the connected fitness company decided recently to drop the free tier after failing to convert many of those users into paid subscribers. Folks who already signed up for that tier will continue to have access to it, but new users will have just two paid options to choose from. Peloton stock tumbled more than 7% today. Some surprising news out of New York today. Longtime Yankees radio play-by-play voice John Sterling is retiring, effective immediately due to health concerns. The 85-year-old Sterling has been on the job for 36 years. He'll be honored this Saturday. That's your money now.
Whether you own a
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Dana White announced that Conor McGregor will return to the octagon for UFC 303 at the end of June against Michael Chandler. McGregor has lost three out of his last four fights, and when he last fought in the summer of 2022, he broke his leg, and it seemed like that was a wrap on his illustrious career. So yes, it's great to have Conor back, but I can't trust him anymore, and believe Chandler will be in better shape to secure the victory. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Severe weather can strike at any time, at any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area, now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Roll down the window and let the wind go back your hair. Well, the night's busted open, these two legs will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real, to trade in these wings on some wheels.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this hour, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, 6:38 now, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Austin, it's April, but busy time in the sports calendar.
Absolutely. We'll start with what's on the screen right in front of me. The WNBA draft is just now getting underway, obviously showing several WNBA athletes there in the crowd. Of course, they're showing Caitlin Clark because she is expected to be the first overall pick, and her name should be called any minute now, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's on ESPN if you do want to watch live coverage of that.
I actually heard, because I'm watching it right now, the first time that they – WNBA draft has actually sold tickets to the event, so just another.
Oh wow! I saw that they had a pretty packed house at whatever venue they're at, but I didn't know that's the first time.
They sold tickets to this one.
Oh wow, that's cool. The NBA play-in tournament field is set. The 7th-seeded New Orleans Pelicans will host the 8th-seeded LA Lakers tomorrow night. And then it's the Sacramento Kings hosting the Golden State Warriors in the 9-10 matchup. In the Eastern Conference, the Sixers will host the Miami Heat on Wednesday, and the Hawks will travel to Chicago to take on the Bulls. And then the 8th-seed games will be played on Friday. In the NHL, a couple headlines here. We got the Wild at Kings at 8:30 tonight on ESPN, so you can catch that after the WNBA draft. But we also have news that the Arizona Coyotes are seemingly going to Utah. The news came just days after the Coyotes had released images of the new arena they hope to build outside of Phoenix. Though the NHL Board of Governors has to approve the move, ESPN reports that all signs point to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith acquiring the team. I'm kind of surprised Utah hasn't had a hockey team. I mean, because, you know, you consider the climate over there, and they don't have much. It's a big city, Salt Lake City, but they don't have much major league sports representation.
Jazz, and then that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess good for Utah if you're a fan of any sports around there.
Yeah, it's got, you know, a deep-pocketed owner that what team does he own? He's the Jazz owner? Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, okay, Utah getting a team. I would like to – just me, you know, growing up in the 90s and just kind of like to see this particular franchise go back to maybe Quebec or Hartford. You know,
and they originally came from Winnipeg, I believe. But Winnipeg now has a team.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right.
But the Hartford Whalers, that's a big one to people. That's kind of like the Houston Oilers of the NHL. Like, people really hold that team in high regard. And there's always that one defunct team that people just love. Like in the NBA, it's the Sonics. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if Hartford came back. And that's coming from a guy who doesn't even really watch hockey.
The Indiana Fever took like 8 seconds.
Let's just see for a moment here. It does say the selection is in and the commissioner's up at the podium. And Caitlin Clark, look at that.
Six foot,
6 foot talent out of Iowa. Good for her. I'm telling you, sometimes it's the selections you don't even remotely expect. In Boston, today is Patriots Day, which includes the running of the 128th Boston Marathon. The men's race was won by Cissé Lima. He had one of the 10 fastest times ever recorded, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds. And then Helen O'Beery defended her title in the women's race, being the first woman to go back-to-back since 2005. And in the MLB, today is Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball. Every player is wearing the number 42 to honor the man who broke the color barrier on this day in 1947. Speaking of the MLB, just looking at some of the more local teams here, the Marlins are beating the Giants 3-1. About halfway through the game there. Let's see. The Rays are tied with the Angels at zero, in the bottom of the fourth. And then the Braves will be visiting the Astros tonight. That game gets underway at 7:10. So I guess if you're a Braves fan, most people around here are, keep an eye on that.
Yeah. And, of course, the Masters yesterday, Scottie Scheffler, congrats to him.
Oh, for sure.
Two-time Masters champion. One of the youngest ever two-time champions, and the last time that it was that two-time winner was Bubba Watson, who I think did he go back to back, or was there a year in between? I don't remember, but
I don't know. I think I would know if he went back-to-back, but I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah, okay.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, so Scheffler, of course, is back home in Texas, and he's got a baby on the way any day. And so, yeah, that's going to be be quite a month for him.
He's riding a high right now for sure.
Absolutely. Let's see. Health, business, and science notes today. It is also tax day. So if you're just learning this now, by the sound of my voice, I'll get to it.
Yes.
The IRS does say that anyone having last-minute issues filing their return can get in-person tax help, as taxpayer assistance centers are available across the country with extended office hours through April 16th. The IRS is asking taxpayers to call ahead to schedule an appointment.
We were correct. There was a year between Bubba Watson's wins. It was 2012 and 14. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July.
Calls to poison control centers regarding melatonin overdoses have spiked 500%, according to a new report from the CDC. Experts and doctors, though, say it's not something to be overly concerned of.
Melatonin is extremely safe. Our body makes melatonin. I know this is more of a synthetic type of melatonin, but it is safe.
Yeah, he says anything is dangerous if taken to the extreme, but with the sleep aid, he says the worst symptoms are sleepiness and maybe some indigestion. If parents are worried the kids take too much, he says call the poison control hotline.
And complications during pregnancy could be linked to an increased risk of death even decades after giving birth. That's according to a new study published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. It found that those who experienced major complications like gestational diabetes had a higher risk of early death. That risk remained high for more than 40 years.
Looking at some, actually, we'll get pop culture right after traffic and weather.
Let's see. Looking at the roads here, very happy to report that there appears to be nothing going on. So if you're dealing with any problems, they shouldn't be holding you up for too long.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Our big news in the pop culture space today was the Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez sentenced for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I am sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration at a New Mexico women's correctional facility. I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner.
A New Mexico jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun, which killed Hutchins. The judge said Gutierrez didn't accept responsibility for her actions and hasn't shown remorse.
Yeah, I mean, and at the absolute least, it was just horrifically neglectful to put live rounds in a prop gun. Why would you do that?
I lost on me, man.
One movie that I'm glad they're not doing that with is Civil War. A24 has its biggest opening ever as the film tops this weekend's box office. Set in an apocalyptic future in America, the movie earned an estimated $25.7 million in its debut. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire finished second with $15.4 million after holding the top spot in its first 2 weeks.
Bit of a controversy around CBS last night. Billy Joel fans not happy.
Uh-oh.
So CBS was, of course, we talked about this last week. They were supposed to air his 100th residency show at Madison Square Garden last night. They did, but if you were tuning in for that, you definitely felt gypped. of course, a little bit had to do with the Masters going a bit over, so the start was delayed by 30 minutes. And then it got cut off for local news programming right during the middle of Piano Man. So the full concert is available on Paramount Plus if you are so inclined. But if you were a Billy Joel fan tuning into CBS to watch that, our apologies there. That's never fun, whether it's entertainment or a sporting event when something gets cut off or cut in or whatever. So
because that's the thing, I remember it was a couple years ago. I was watching a Steelers game and there was a weather warning around here. And what they did was they would try to occasionally have like a split screen. But then the majority of the time, the newscast was taking over. And this was not Channel 3, so don't worry. I'm not name dropping here. But it was
either Fox or CBS.
Okay, well, you just sit back and listen to the story. Don't cause beef.
My apologies.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it was like, even I was thinking, like, oh my God, like, can you at least share the screen or something? I mean, so I can see how it can be frustrating. And then if you're not a golf fan and it's delayed because of golf, that can be like nails on a chalkboard for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll take a break there. Recap today's top three stories. Wacky stories, good news to finish up a Monday program next.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about farmland preservation and what kind of tactics counties might be able to use to accomplish that end result, something that came up in Santa Rosa County's commission meeting recently. Also celebrated our sister station, Cat Country's $28,000 raised for the Santa Rosa Kids House at their recent spring jam. Talked about the Golden Bachelor, married and now getting a divorce after 3 months. My suggested improvements for tax day, plus the attack on Israel by Iran. You can check out those segments at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Things down. What's that face for? It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, by the way.
Yeah, no, I was doing that face because I don't know. I heard I'm not much of a guitar or bass expert, but it sounded like a Joe Ford bass line that I heard in the middle of that bumper song.
My mic wasn't working during that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? That's weird. Okay, sorry.
I think you maybe think you heard, maybe because it was so precise and in tune with the song that you just assumed that it was me.
It's a very distinct sound, the Joe Ford bass.
Winding down here on a Monday, April 15th, 2024. Hard to believe we're already midway through the month.
Yeah.
Got some really cute video. Man, I'm telling you what, there are some moments that, you know, you don't really plan for. My little Mija, you know, she's now going to be, what, 13 months here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I have had a couple of moments this weekend where I'm just sitting there and just tears welling up in my eyes as I'm just watching her grow up in real time.
Right.
And last night, after our church service, I come into the sanctuary. My wife and I, we do our junior church, our kids choir that we have practices on Sunday nights. And afterwards, you know, we come into the church at when its services is wrapped up. And so I'm sitting there in the back row, and I let Mija, you know, on the floor, and she's just kind of walking around, just exploring, doing her thing. And she makes a beeline to a couple of kids that are about the same age as her, and she just goes right up to them, really up close, and she's like doing her wave that she knows how to do now, and she's just interacting with them for a couple of minutes, and I'm sitting there just watching her do that and just, you know, kind of explore and just her way of making friends, and she turns around and starts walking back, and she just has the biggest smile on her face of just, yeah, I'm making friends. I've got people my age that I, you know, that I'm seeing and interacting with. And just to see that smile as she was turning around and walking away from them was amazing. And then today, you know, she's hanging out with grandma, you know, they watch her during the day, and she gets to go. She goes over to the splash pad today, and first time that she has played in a splash pad, and she's loving the water all of a sudden. We went with her to the pool a couple of times in the summer, and she was, you know, kind of too young to really understand what was going on. She knew she was in water, but not, you know, she was just there. But right. Now seeing the pictures of her just, you know, holding the hand out, getting wet, and, you know, laughing and turning around. So it's, man. Being a girl dad and just having having that little one just completely own my heart is just...
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not obviously a parent, so yeah. I can't relate to that, nor am I trying to. But even as someone who has just been around young kids, like because I dated someone who babysat for a little bit and all that, it's like you do see their interactions. Like they start to develop you know, a mindset and a personality. And it's like, it really is cool to watch that happen.
It is. Absolutely.
6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. And it's been a very smooth sailing evening on the roads. And that is especially the case this hour. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good, Alan. Appreciate it. Top three stories today. Israel vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack. Anti-Israel protests erupting all over the U.S. today on interstates, roads, bridges. That includes New York, the Brooklyn Bridge, also Wall Street, downtown Manhattan, Golden Gate Bridge, O'Hare Airport. Just a few of the places where protests were all over the place. The FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore bridge collapse. That's according to the Washington Post, saying investigators are focused on whether the crew left port knowing that the ship had problems. Wackier stories making the rounds today. A 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York arrested for a stunt he pulled last month. He sent a fax posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. I don't really know that an arrest is warranted here, at least for this particular one. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax, so he was discovered that way because he didn't know exactly how faxes worked. Now, he did create fake school email accounts and use them to send the fax. Also, He used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet another student. Yeah. Both of those efforts unsuccessful, and he is charged with 2 counts of criminal impersonation.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's what got him in a cell here, at least temporarily, was the fact that he did multiple things targeting multiple people, like, and it was clearly malicious. If he was just doing something like a dumb prank, he probably wouldn't have been arrested.
Suspend him for a week or make him go to summer school before he can walk.
Exactly. So it's like, I think this is just like, it was so aggressive. An airline passenger says that they were at a United ticketing counter at the Newark, New Jersey airport last week, and the agent said that their checked bag was a half pound too heavy. The agent said, don't worry about it. I don't see anything. Gave him a high five. You know, being one of the bros.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the customer thought they were getting a nice break, but then he said, yeah, you can leave a tip right there, pointing to a spot on the counter. The customer asked if he was for real, and the guy said yes. So they left $5. They said they didn't care at first, but it later felt weird, especially since they were pretty sure their bag was not over the limit. They said they don't know what happened, but they weighed it when they got home, and it was 44 pounds. Then they thought they may have been scammed, so they reported it to United on their website.
All right.
I don't know if a report's necessary, but guy's a jerk for sure.
Yeah. Two pool players named Russ and James had beef a decade ago and were huge rivals, but they eventually made up and became friends. Now they're even closer after Russ just gave James a kidney.
It's been a long, long road. And just the idea of knowing that my husband has the opportunity to live longer and for us to, you know, grow old together. Because he's my angel. He's my brother. We're family now. We're going to be family forever.
I'm doing this because, like I said, it's the right thing to do. And I think that if the roles were reversed, I would want somebody to step up for me.
Yeah, James' wife there, he heard from. James had been on dialysis for 3 years, but he's doing great now 2 months after the surgery. So very cool story there. All right, that'll do it for Monday. Enjoy the beautiful weather this evening, and the weather's going to look mostly this way this week. Not a whole lot of rain to speak of, so that's good news there. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7 on Pensacola right now.